case, United States versus Taylor. Mr. Flynn.
Good morning, Your Honors. I'm arguing on behalf of Mr. Taylor, and from the outset, I'd like to address, I think, the one salient feature of Mr. Taylor's sentencing under the Armed Career Criminal Act that I think distinguishes it from all cases that have preceded it, both in this court and the United States Supreme Court, and that is simply that the official governing body, the Winnebago State's Attorney's Office, in a document which was to be contemplated by the State Bureau, equivalent to the Bureau of Prisons, the Illinois Department of Corrections, affirmatively represented that no violence was used against the person of Ms. Peterson, no threat.
Who cares?
Well, I think it's
what we've held, I thought pretty plainly in Howes, is that whether something is a violent felony depends on the elements of the offense and the normal risks and not on what happened in a particular case. And if the prosecutor can't make something a violent felony by showing that violence happened in a particular case, the defendant can't make something not a violent felony by showing that no physical injury occurred in a particular case.
Well, Your Honor, I recognize that that's a ruling of this court. I recognize I have a huge uphill battle because, in effect, the tension in this case stems from Supreme Court rulings that I think simply in light of Apprendi, Blakely, and Booker are untenable. I don't think you can reconcile them squarely on point with the holdings of the Supreme Court in both Shepard and the previous Taylor case. And the reason for that is simply that
if all this is about is maintaining your right to ask the Supreme Court to overrule Almendarez-Torres, consider it done.
Well, essentially, Your Honor, I recognize that is the gist of what I'm doing. This court has clearly held on a number of occasions, and since Booker...
Do you have another issue?
I think that's most important. Unless the court has some questions, I'd be happy to. But I think that is the gist of the matter.
Mm-hmm.
And I recognize the difficulty I have in the position this court.
Well, it's not a difficulty. It's an impossibility.
Right.
So.
It's a difficulty when you come time to file a cert petition.
Well, Your Honor, this court, I think I can distinguish...
You preserved your position.
Okay, but could I distinguish it as long as I have a little time left from Howard?
Sure.
Because statutorily, I think the statute at question...
Form of filibuster, the equivalent of reading the telephone directory?
Okay, go ahead, make your point.
Well, I think it is a highly significant fact, Your Honor, that the state's attorney files this document. It is not a document without meaning. It is not something the defendant...
It is significant if and only if whether something is a violent felony depends on what happened in fact. And we have held that it does not depend on what happens in fact. So unless we were to overrule Howes, in addition to the Supreme Court overruling Almendarez-Torres, your argument is entirely irrelevant as a matter of law.
I think Howes also, however, the concept of a theft from person as opposed to a burglary with its a historic and common law definition is defined very differently by all the different states in the country. And as Illinois defines it, as Minnesota defines it, as Wisconsin defines it, there are very, very different things that constitute what is essentially theft, the simple taking. And what this court has held in Howes, and I recognize, is the fact that it's taken from a person raises the potential for violence. But this is different from a purse snatching. This is different from someone pushing somebody off a bicycle and taking the bicycle, in that it is simply...
But it is theft from a person, isn't it?
The charge is theft from a person. There's no question
about
that.
And that's what the Howes case says is a violent felony per se. So
automatically.
That was the ruling in the Howes case. Your Honor was the author. And
it doesn't matter who's the author.
So it's not distinguishable.
You could ask us to overrule it, but you can't argue that it should be distinguished on the ground that you're now arguing.
Well, then on the facts of this case, I would ask you to overrule it. I think that because the real problem is obviously the Supreme Court.
Well, have other circuits disagreed with Howes?
No. Not that I'm aware of as of today's date.
So why should we overrule it?
Because I don't think it squares with the Supreme Court's holding and ultimately in Booker. The entire line of reasoning that any fact that enhances... You know, in this case, the Department of it's more than just an irony that the Department of Illinois was told it's not violent for their sentencing purposes.
I'm now completely lost. Booker has nothing whatsoever to do with Howes. The question in Booker was whether particular issues have to be presented to a jury. It doesn't change what issues have what legal significance. If Almendarez-Torres is overruled, the question that will be presented to a jury is whether your client had in fact been convicted of theft from a person. The jury wouldn't be asked any other question.
Actually, as distinguished from Almendarez-Torres, which was a violation of Section 1326, the felon in possession carries a separate statutory maximum of 10 years. The Armed Career Criminal Statute enhances that to life. No facts were presented to the jury whatsoever as to the armed career criminal aspect of this. And that is factually distinguishable, I believe, from Almendarez-Torres.
But you didn't even cite Howes.
No.
That's correct, Your Honor.
Your opponent did, but you didn't file a reply brief saying, well, yes, they rely on Howes, but Howes should be overruled. So
that's that occurred to me in response to Judge Easterbrook's question.
Yeah. Okay, well thank you, Mr. Flynn. Mr. Bindi, you have anything you want to say? Having made this trip from wherever you...
My answer is no, Your Honor. I have nothing
right
to add.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, so case will be taken under advisement, and court will be in recess until 9:30 tomorrow.